Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago Tribune is not endorsing Dick Durbin. They said Durbin demurs when asked about the general state of affairs in Illinois. He will not criticize Democratic Party leadership, policies, or House Speaker Michael Madigan's management. Voters of both parties are tired of political protectionism. Washington loves Dick Durbin. That's for sure. He's viewed as a reasonable partisan who can successfully navigate an increasingly divided two-party system. But back home, he's viewed as someone who has lost touch with the day-to-day issues. It's not a scathing review of Dick Durbin, but they say that he's been gone too long and that we don't need someone who is at the Capitol all the time and thinks that his job is just to send back the cash. They say the Illinois exodus, people leaving our state, is not hyperbolic partisan fairy tale. It's real. Mark Curran Jr. lives here. He interacts with residents from all walks of life daily, and he understands and wants to reverse the distrust that has been so damaging to Illinoisans toward their government. He's seen as a not real partisan. Mark Curran, welcome to the show. You're on WGN.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity.
Were you surprised to see the Tribune editorial?
You know, John, I'll be honest with you. So we had the Sun-Times and the Daily Herald before that, and I clobbered him in both of them. Senator Durbin, I clobbered him in both those. And if people want to go online, they can look up and watch the editorial interviews with me and Senator Durbin for the Sun-Times and the Daily Herald. Sun-Times, I thought, was very honest. At least, you know, they said they wanted a Biden presidency and they'd like to have a Democrat in there when that happens. You know, so at least they were candid. Daily Herald, not so much. I don't know how an editorial board wouldn't have endorsed me if they watched that. So Tribune, I was pleasantly surprised. I was pleasantly pleased. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, you were a Democrat, right?
Yes, and like the Tribune says, I'm not a partisan guy. I was a Democrat. You know, my dad was a labor lawyer. You know, we have Chicago roots, and I'm running on a middle-class platform.
Why'd you switch?
You know, the Tribune laid out some of the reasons. I switched kind of in the height of the Blagojevich, and it just, the Democratic Party has always been kind of in Illinois, and I have long roots, you know, from the southwest side. My dad was a classmate of Dan Walker, a close friend, and it's an oligarchy. All these people have ties, you know, the Madigan family, you know, you go down every one of these power families, they can trace their lineage back, you know, the Dailies and the Madigans and the Darts and Blagojevich to Dick Mell. And it's just not, we don't want nobody's scent, and it's very corrupt, and they really stand for helping themselves out more than anything else. And you know, also, I saw the Democrats moving increasingly left, and, you know, I'm a Catholic. It just wasn't comfortable on where they were going on some of the social issues as well.
Oh, that's right. As a Catholic, you are because you are pro-life, right?
I am pro-life.
Yeah. So is that an important issue for you? Do you think that as a U.S. senator, that would be something you would have to vote on or have something to say about?
No, I don't really see that. I don't really see that happening. First of all, there's no will right now for any Roe versus Wade is the law of the land, but I'm a Catholic, and you know what I mean? And I agree with the teachings of the church, so I'm not, you know, I am pro-life, absolutely, and I'm not apologizing for that at all.
About that, though, so this Amy Coney Barrett hearing is going on, and Lord knows the makeup of the U.S. Senate is so critical to the outcome of her getting approved as a Supreme Court justice. What do you think of the process, the quickness with which these hearings have taken place?
Yeah, well, what I would say is, you know, about Amy Coney Barrett, first of all, I think that her perspective is probably similar to mine on health care. They've been going after her, saying that she's going to get rid of Obamacare. So, John, I'm somebody that believes that all Americans should have health care or the opportunity to have health care. You know, I've talked about that maybe we should expand Medicaid. There's about 9% of America that is at or near the poverty level that doesn't qualify for Medicaid. You know, as far as pre-existing conditions, she has a child with Down syndrome that's going to need care for the rest of that child's life. And I have a child that's similarly situated, not Down syndrome, but that's going to need care for the rest of his life. And, we are not the ogres that would want to do away with pre-existing conditions. That's just absolutely absurd. So that's what Dick Durbin and his dishonest, you know, questioning is trying to imply.
President Trump is at the top of the ticket. What's your feeling about President Trump? I don't know if there's going to be much of a coattail for you there in Illinois. What do you say about the senators who do seem to do his bidding, and what's your feeling about President Trump?
So, John, I think one of the reasons, you know, the Tribune endorsed Biden, you know, one of the reasons they endorsed me, I think, is that they see I'm not a partisan. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to do whatever the president says. It's just not the way I'm wired. I have shown that throughout my career, and if we had an hour long, I could really hammer that home, that there's no reason to believe that Mark Kern is just going to do whatever the president says. It's just totally absurd. So you're right. He doesn't help me. He probably helps me in southern and central Illinois. He doesn't help me in northern Illinois. He lost my county, Lake County, by 21 points. I was a very popular sheriff in Lake County. I did 30,000 votes better than essentially any other Republican. And I have ties to Chicago, you know, lived on the southwest side, went to high school in Cook County, ties to all these counties right around here, lots of ties to DuPage, and we're going to do really well. I'm like you, John, in the sense that I've been to a lot of Illinois cities.
Yeah, no kidding. I lived in Carbondale, Edwardsville, Peoria, Joliet, Chicago, Sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
So I've kind of been up and down the state too.
I know you have.
And I guess that I appreciate your saying that, but I would guess though that a Republican would do well downstate, but how do you win in Chicago? How do you win in Cook County?
So you win retail politics. You know, I was a Democrat, like you said. I'm kind of a disciple of Tip O'Neill. You know, people, when they meet you, there's a much better chance that they're going to vote for you. So I have family. My brothers live in Chicago, and we have huge networks all throughout there. We've been working it really hard. You know, Kim Fox is Pat O'Brien's polling well against Kim Fox. I mean, he's polling, you know, in the 40%. If I can get about 27% of Cook County, I win. So I don't have to do as well as Pat O'Brien. But ultimately, I've known Pat O'Brien for 30-plus years. Dick Durbin has endorsed Kim Fox. He endorsed Madigan. He endorses all those people, as you said. He's totally with them. And my background is having been a former county, state, and federal prosecutor, former coroner, the longest-serving sheriff in Lake County history. I mean, give me a break. Do we need somebody that, you know, with that type of a background in the U.S. Senate right now? I think a lot of people are saying, yes, we do.
What do you make of this law and order stump of the president's? I mean, I understand the need for order, but I also think there's some overreach there. That's my more liberal view.
So John,
what's yours?
Yeah,
on that?
I'm with you. You know, I mean, all cops don't walk on water. You know, back in 2008, I spent a week in my own jail. It was a story that went national. First time a sheriff ever did such a thing. And the reason why I did it was to draw attention to the criminal justice system and the problems of it, that we incarcerate too many people. And then even more importantly, that, you know, somebody goes to jail or prison and they now have a scarlet letter, you know, an ex-con, and they can't get a job and what have you. And there's no redemption in American business and what have you. They play an actuarial game where is it cheaper or less of a risk to hire somebody with no record? And it's just not moral. And so I've been beating that drum for a long time. As you know, I've been a leader on immigration reform.
Yeah,
you know, I've worked. I was the vice chairman of the Archdiocese Commission on Immigration for a long period of time.
Let me change the subject for you. I have 2 minutes left, and I want you to address this too. So, if you were in the Senate, what would your attitude be about the stimulus package and the unemployment compensation supplement?
Yeah, I'd like to see the stimulus money go directly to, you know, the small businesses and individuals, and not be going to cities. I think that that's problematic, what have you. But, you know, Senator Durbin's been there for all these years, 38 years in Congress, and we have Social Security is unfunded, Medicare is unfunded. We have $26 trillion in debt, $27 trillion, they're now saying. And so we have to be financially responsible. We want to save the middle class, too, so we can't tax the middle class. So all of this has to be balanced in, John. But my ideas would be to make sure that the money goes directly to small businesses.
$1,200 for an individual, you wouldn't do that? Would that be part of your plan, though? $1,200 individual stimulus checks?
Yeah, I individuals continuing to need help. I mean, I'd like to open up, though. I mean, John, we can't continue this lockdown forever. I mean, we've got to start looking towards an open date. And you know, I was in a bunch of bars in Beverly last week, McNally's and Bourbon Street and, mm-hmm. and Riley's, and these places are just dying to open. And so we need to let them be fully open as long as they can, you know, be safe about it.
Mark Curran Jr. for U.S. Senate, said the Chicago Tribune. What do you say? We appreciate your time. Mark, good luck to you, and thanks for joining us here
today. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate you. I appreciate all you do. You have a great perspective.
Yeah, we got a good show here. We got a nice little radio station, lots of good listeners, and I'm glad you joined us on the radio. Thanks for calling in or letting us call you, Mark.
Take care.
Have a good day. We invited Dick Durbin to join us as well, and perhaps he'll take advantage of that opportunity.